We know Taco Bell's food is great. They've even got a whole new cantina menu with fresh new ingredients. Taco Bell is not just for late night anymore. With fresh new ingredients like slow roasted chicken, pico de gallo, purple cabbage, and new avocado verde salsa sauce. Taco Bell is a great destination for your midday fuel. They have amazing menu items like cantina chicken tacos, burritos, and quesadilla. I truly do love Taco Bell. I love a Crunchwrap Supreme. It is one of my favorite things to eat. Ooh, don't wait till it's late. Try the new cantina chicken menu now. Did you know that it's Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is highlighting some really cool AAIP-owned brands right now, like Carden, Kaja, Emilia George, and Hey Meave. Plus, you can help support college access and student success when you donate online or round up in-store to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander-owned brands at Macy's.com or in-store. Okay, so my guest Josh Sharp and I had previously recorded an episode of Why Won't You Date Me, but it's never going to come out, and we reference it, and we talk about, there was a moment in the show that we talk about on stage at this one, so if you stay to the end of the episode, you can listen to the clips from the episode with Josh that will never come out. Did I confuse you? It's confusing. What a dang treat! Okay, so this is a live episode of my podcast, Why Won't You Date Me? And I was told there's like 800 fucking people here! Thank you! Truly, thank you so much. Okay, so I should just introduce my guest. I love him so much. He's one of my dear friends. Give it up for Josh Sharp!
Pizza's here.
Okay.
Pizza's here.
So last time I was here, I went to a Regina Pizzeria.
Put it on the damn floor.
With the Doughboys, and I loved the pizza, but like we're two people and
we're
ordered...
two people and you crunched those numbers and said three pizzas seems appropriate.
So
and I'm not gonna say your math was wrong.
But it was fundamentally
but it wasn't right.
Wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
We ate so much pizza.
And yet there's so much left.
So much left over. So would anyone like a cold piece of pizza?
Here you go. Okay. I was saying that, like, bringing out pizza boxes made me feel like I was in a porno. But then it occurred to me that delivering pizza is a job. Like, I don't know why.
It is a job, but it isn't a lot of
like, that's why it's in pornos in the first place, is
but
that
like,
it is a job in the world.
Honestly, what a treat it would be.
Right.
To open my door after ordering pizza, I get pizza, and then I get fucked.
Yes.
Like, what a dang treat. Yeah. Okay.
Do you want the pizza and then you get fucked in your fantasy or you get fucked and y'all eat after?
I think I want to get fucked and... No, eat first and like have him rub my full
yes.
belly. You know?
In my community, it depends on if you're bottoming. You know?
Yeah, if you're bottoming, no pizza.
Okay,
so I have
pass, this
three
is a,
kinds.
This is a Bianca. You know, pass
so,
it
yeah,
around.
Pass this around. Okay, so there's a plain one. There is a...
That's the plane, and then this is
plain.
The this Mitch,
is,
as you call it.
This is the Mike Mitchell special. So, Mitchie likes a pepperoni pizza
with onions, well done. So, and it's
and extra cheese.
Oh, and there's extra
Mitch
cheese.
Mitch is not
it.
A bottom.
No. Mitch is
not a bottom.
But like also he kind of is a bottom, you know?
God bless. He's anyway. A messy bottom.
So
but
okay, so
here
so
we go.
Please.
Give it, take a slice and, you know, help the plebeians who didn't have the splash zone seats have some too.
Okay. Honestly, I feel good about myself and I think that was my charitable contribution for 2019.
We did a good turn. You waited till November to find it.
Yes, I waited till the end of the year.
And it was giving out 10 slices of cold pizza.
Cold fucking pizza.
And only to the people who paid for the most expensive tickets. We could have tossed one in the balcony if we really wanted to do a good turn. There's no more. You can woo all you want, but there is no more.
I feel like the venue would get so angry with me if I started throwing pizza into the audience.
Yeah, to the podcast audience, the balcony is, I would say, 400 feet high.
Yeah, I mean, if I do my math correctly, I would say maybe 600 feet, maybe 9,000 feet.
Yeah,
I
think it's 9 to 10,000 meters high.
Yes. So Josh and I have already done a live episode of my podcast.
Yeah, fun fact.
But it will never be released.
No one will ever hear.
We did a corporate
sponsor. And if y'all freaks are nasty enough, this one won't either. Just kidding. It wasn't about that.
No, it wasn't about the audience. We did this like corporate gig and they were like pretty chill with my content until they listened to it. And they were like, Dios mio, so we could never.
Well, now I know we can't say who it was for.
No, we can't.
But can we describe generally why it also was bad?
Yeah.
Because it was a live episode, but not here in a theater amongst, you know, in an active burger restaurant while people just like came in and out. Right?
Yes. And they would walk in and be like, why are these people talking? And we would be like, thank you so much for coming. And then like people actively would turn their backs.
And within, like, I could touch them. It wasn't like they were wet. They were right in front.
Yeah,
like,
and I could be like, sir, pay attention to
excuse
me.
Excuse me.
And they were like, no, we couldn't possibly.
It just felt like we were talking, having our own conversation.
in a crowded burger restaurant. Just with microphones.
Yes.
And they kept being like, the sound is great. And I was like, how?
Yeah. Yeah, how? We were like, no, we're in the room and have ears. We know the sound is bad. The best part was, are you about to tell it?
The wildest thing happened. This man was in the front row waving at me, and I was like, why is he waving at me like this? And I was like, oh my God, I fucked him.
Yeah. But there was a beautiful lead-in, because again, we were sort of like performing a podcast. Like, we weren't really doing a podcast, but we were sort of, it was off
it
the
was
rails.
So weird.
And you were like, how do I know you? You're like, I know you. And then it like hit you. You're like, we had sex.
Uh-huh.
Did you even realize it or did he?
No, I realized it in real time. And then there was a very adorable black woman in the corner going, no! Because then I brought him up to the makeshift stage.
At that point, I knew how to be a good guest, and that was to relinquish my microphone to the man you had fucked. So I said, take the seat, sir. I'll go get a burger.
He truly did.
Yeah.
And I think I asked him, I was like, how is my pussy? He was like, great.
Hey, that's a good review.
It was a very nice review, but truly a living nightmare. And then he was like, here's my number. And I was like, okay.
Again, this was all happening during the taping of the
podcast. During
the
taping of this podcast.
That for some reason won't air.
And then, so we like exchanged numbers. And then he never called me. But then I saw him later when I was out at dinner.
Wait, I didn't know this part.
Oh, I didn't tell you
this
part?
You ran into him again later on?
Yes. So I went to my favorite restaurant, which is uptown in New York. It's called Toast. And on the website, they call it Truck Stop Gourmet. And
wow. From Guy Fieri's biggest fan, this does feel like a place for you. truck stop gourmet.
You better give me some trashy ass food.
But make, I mean, but tell me it's gourmet.
Yeah, just if you put slap gourmet and donkey sauce on it, I'm here.
Truck stop gourmet, you're like, I don't have taste, but I have money, is what you've said to them. And they're like, all right, here you go.
Yeah, but he was fucking there. And then he was sitting at the bar, and I was like, you know what? I'm not going to be like, hey, isn't this weird? I figured he would text me, and then he never texted me. And, no, actually, that's a lie. He texted me like 2 days later, and he was like, what's good? And I was like, I'm in LA. And yeah. He said, oh. And I was like, you knew I
did. Did he actually text, oh?
Yes.
This man is unwell.
What, right?
Who texts, oh?
He's sick. And... I was like, you had the chance to fuck me, and you didn't take the opportunity.
Well, you had the chance, and you did, and then you stalked me into a podcast and later at a restaurant, and then yes. You didn't.
Yeah, because then he was like, you're doing so much, you know? I'm so proud of you. I'm like, proud of me? You fucked me a couple times.
What do you remember about the sex?
You don't get to be proud.
Because are you finding you're in the space? Because I'm finding I'm in the space in my sexual journey where I'll meet people who I'm like, I think we hooked up, but I don't know for sure. And it's a troubling chapter to go into.
Yes, I fully understand that. I was once on a bus having a great conversation with this dude. And then at one point I was like, you feel so familiar. He was like, you do too. And then I was like, oh, we fucked.
Yeah. And it's honestly not just like numbers. It's not like I'm king slut. No. It's also just time. I'm just like, I'm older. My brain is dumber. Mm-hmm.
But can you also be king slut?
Well, I've run a few years in a row and I keep losing.
It. You're like King Tut's cousin, you know?
King slut.
Ooh, that got me.
Got you. His cousin.
Yeah, just
he's been like, why do I get to be king? You know he's not actually king.
No, they would never let him
he's going
be
around,
king.
I'm king slut. They're like, well, Tut is king, like, my dude.
Yeah, you're just slutty and we let you call yourself a king.
Yeah, you know they gave him that little pyramid in the back of the big one you see in the pictures.
The tiny pyramid is just a circuit party.
You should go to more circuit parties.
Oh, okay, here's the thing. I would go to a circuit party, but, like, I want to fuck, you know? Like, if I'm going to go to a circuit party...
And you're not going to.
No, nobody's going to want to fuck me. And
why are there not straight circuit parties? Because men are pigs. And so it only works when they're reflected back on themselves. So that's what I think is a big part of homosexuality. It's like, if you put men in the room with women, it's like, oh, no, this is terrible. But when men are with men, they're all like, I guess this is fine. Because no one's there to be like, you're all bad.
Well, I feel like men and men, they get to, like, behave poorly, but men with women, every time a man looks at a woman is as if this is the first woman he's ever seen. Like, I was driving in L.A., and I was behind this guy in a Honda Civic, and this woman was crossing the street, and I watched him watch her cross the street, and then he stared at her as she went down the street, and I was like, this woman was so basic.
Yeah.
You know? She was in jeans and, like, fully covered, but this man was like...
Yeah. Fully steam coming out of his ears.
I'm gonna bust out of my Civic! Like... I don't understand it.
I mean, I know you are open to different gender identities sexually.
Yeah, sure.
That you mostly have to be with straight guys is a shame.
I mean, it's
because you're a self-avowed sort of, like, cisgender drag queen.
Yeah, I'm a slut.
And yet
slut.
You spend most of your time with the opposite of that.
Yeah, it's depressing.
Yeah.
Because, like, you walk into a straight bar and no one goes, diva, your makeup, you know?
Yeah, no.
And, like, if there are straight men here, which I doubt, they're not quite
If you're here on some sort of cultural exchange, like a semester abroad... You've been taken in by a local gay family. And they're like, let us show you how...
Your first lesson is seeing a big black woman talk about dicks.
With her gay friend that you're like, have I seen him on something?
I mean, yeah. It's okay, are there straight men here? Wow, more than I expected.
Can I do a follow-up?
Yeah.
Are there any straight men here who are stag, who didn't come with a female partner? Okay.
What?
That's the one that surprises me.
Whoa!
Is it like a bachelor party thing? Because it was one little pocket.
Yes. That interest, and it's in the balcony, right? Oh, they're everywhere. My
I don't
God.
No, I don't know.
This is wild. Are any of you single?
Wow, okay.
We really whittled it down to one person.
We found 800 some here. And through a series of questions, we found one who might be a potential mate.
So wait, okay, the one single straight man here, would you fuck me?
Wait. What did he say? Did you hear it?
It was a loud chuckle.
Oh, no. But it could have been a, yeah.
But there was no yeah attached to it. Hmm. Honestly, that's the hardest I've ever been disrespected in person.
Yeah, but you got his fucking money. He bought a damn ticket.
He did.
Yo, and afterwards, when I'm shilling merch, I'm going to make him buy pins. And I'm not going to tell him they're 2 for $15. I'm going to say they're 2 for $20, my man. 1 for $10 and 2 for $20.
I don't know if I'm doing a meet and greet after this.
Never mind. Am the I? Pins are gone.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. You are.
I love when people have more information than me. I don't read emails.
I find that in our profession, that's often the case. That there's always 30 people. In case you want to know what it's like to be a comedian, it's getting on a call with 40 people who all have for a week known you have a job. You know, like have known like things about you. Like, by the way, just to clue you in on your own life.
Yes.
Yeah.
There have been so many phone calls. I like just got a job where it was like a team call. There's 6 people on it. 1 person I didn't know. And I was like, you're on my team. Who are you?
Who are
you? But they were like, you got this job. And I was like, what? What? How? I auditioned for this 2 months ago.
And you know they probably knew for a while, but
they
were like sorting out some stuff.
They probably knew for 2 months.
And at some point it was like, oh shit, you know who we have to tell? Nicole.
Yeah, it's so wild. I'm like, what are you doing? Anyway, we don't
that was,
talk
that's
about
That's not what the podcast
the
is about. Yeah.
So you are not single. I know that
I'm
about
not single,
you,
that's true.
But are you like unofficially in an open relationship?
I would say so. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, yeah. It's weird because I feel like there's a lot of baggage about like what that means. So I don't always like... And it's a complicated thing in that I'm ultimately... It's another person's life, too.
Uh-huh.
So I try to, when I speak about it, like speak to my side of it, but not just be like, here's what's going on for him. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Which is probably healthy in most things in a relationship, to not just be like, and my wife feels this way. My wife is happy. You know what I mean?
There was... a person, like an actor who came out to being like in an open relationship and the wife did not see my mom.
Is it the one I'm thinking about?
Oh, absolutely.
But you don't want to say his name?
Sure don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but the answer is yes. But it also is like, I think, like I have a lot of conversations, especially with straight people about like being in a quote open relationship where they're like, it just seems so hard. Like, I don't know how I do it. I'm like, great news. It's, you don't have to. It is not the law.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like we, it's
but
easy for us. What if it was the law?
What if tomorrow Donald J. Trump, my favorite person, was like, everybody's in an open relationship.
Executive order.
He's like, it's my executive order and I don't know where I am. He's not
we
well.
We both have good Trumps is what I learned from that.
I mean, both of our Trumps are so good.
So good. So it's like, it feels very easy and casual.
Uh-huh.
So it does feel weird to like label it as a thing sometimes.
Do you talk about fucking other people with your partner?
We will, but we don't really have rules for like how it has to go down. But often, I find that that is like ultimately like a new fun. I think for a lot of people that sounds like, oh, that feels weird.
Mm-hmm.
Which if again, if that's weird to you,
you don't have
don't
to
do it. Like
until Donald
I think
J.
some
Trump.
People yeah, until tomorrow. I think for some people they like a don't ask, don't tell. Whereas we'll often share because it can feel like a new fun intimacy that you don't normally get to share with your partner to be like, let me tell you about this dick I sucked last night. And they're like, what? And it's like a fun little thing you get to now share.
I don't think I could be in an open relationship unless I was with someone for like 10 years. Because a decade's a long time.
We've been almost six, so it's like, it's
You've been together
a
for six?
Yeah, it'll, yeah.
Has it been open the whole time? Or
no,
was there a door that you were like, we should open it?
Not the whole time, but yeah, yeah. Well, you remember when Obama gave his executive order. That's when I had to do it. There was that, and then it was rescinded, and now
yes,
we're waiting for Trump to
he
do
was
it
like,
again.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, we both have good Obamas, too.
That was a terrible Obama. It truly just sounded like me gargling a dick.
You don't think you could do it?
I don't. I think I would just have to be with that person for a long enough time that I was secure in the relationship. But also, I've been in a lot of therapy. So I'm like, if, thank
for
you.
Me, for thank me, it you. Is a little bit of that where it's like fun to confront yourself with your own, like try to kill your own jealousy and,
yes.
and like cop to like, I don't own this person.
Yes.
Like I think we sometimes like sort of naturally are very possessive in relationships, mm-hmm. even when you're being chill. And I think there's ways in which it's like trying to like push back on that is
yeah.
healthy.
And I'm truly not chill. So I think for me, it would just be like, okay, we've been together for a super long time. If you do end up leaving me for someone else, okay, we've had our time. But like also if you need another pussy pillow, then like go sleep on it, you know?
So you could see it coming up that you'd be like,
yeah,
for sure.
I think it's just like down the line.
Yeah.
But then also if I ever get, no, not if I ever, when I get into a relationship,
yes.
I can like evaluate it.
Yeah,
then.
Don't call it why won't you date me, but why haven't you dated me yet? I don't even know what the difference of those things was. I was just
I mean, one is
flapping
just,
my gums.
Less desperate, you know? The way I've titled it is rather desperate, according
because...
to people on Reddit.com.
No, you can't read what those trolls are saying.
Oh, they're so mean. And then I found a whole other website. It's called Lipstick Alley. And it's like a message board of like hateful women who just want to shit on everybody.
On other women.
Yeah, but then there's one girl on it who has literally listened to every episode of my podcast and then comments on how awful it is. And I was like, I mean, keep listening.
Yeah. Yeah. I bet she bought a damn Casper mattress, promo code date me. I bet you have her money.
I don't advertise for Casper yet. is that one of those mattresses that comes rolled up in a box? And
yeah,
then you...
I think I have one. So that speaks to if it's good or not. But I no, but I think I do and I like it.
Oh, okay.
I had a different box mattress and then I got a Casper, I think.
I treated myself to a Sit and Sleep mattress.
What's that?
It's a store called Sit and Sleep and I went in because I really like the name. And... I sat down on the
Which
mattress.
Part really drew you in? Sitting or sleeping?
I think the combination. Because it's like, yeah, I sit on my bed all the time and also I sleep. Yeah,
it should have been Sit and Sleep and Sometimes Fuck. That
yeah.
should be the name of the store, really.
I would love Sit, Sleep, and Fuck. Yeah, but I went in and I took a sleep test, which just meant I slept for like 10 minutes at this store while a tall black man watched me.
Okay, this is perverted.
And it like at
this
first
feels like a kink.
It did seem fucking kinky. But then I have a great mattress.
But then you have a great mattress.
Yeah. I still haven't fucked on it though. I haven't christened it yet.
How often do you proposition men in the world? Because I know you're going to bars more now, you were telling me, right?
Yeah.
And avoiding the apps a little bit, which
Trying.
I get because they're bad.
Yeah, the apps for me right now. They make me anxious, and I feel like everyone I'm going out with is super anxious, and, like, I'm trying not to do it as much.
Yes.
But,
And they gamify... They're just, like, everything that's bad about your phone is also bad about that, where they just, like, gamified this thing
yes.
in a way that you ultimately feel like you're losing when it's, like, this is... No.
Yeah, and there's, like...
It's not Candy Crush.
No winners or losers. I mean, it is Candy Crush.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you gotta get the candies together that fit together. It's the same thing with people. I don't know. I fucking hate apps. They're just bad. But I don't really proposition dudes too much.
Because I remember being that being a thing I had to learn because this is a story you'll like. This was like very early when I moved. It just occurred to me. I don't even know if I've told this in the public sphere, but
welcome.
It's not like in my act or on a podcast.
Well, now it is.
We'll see if this one ever goes. Maybe the corporate overlords will pull it again. I remember soon after I'd moved to New York, I was like at Trader Joe's and I was with the cashier and I felt like very flirty. And then
you saw that Hawaiian shirt and you said, sign me up.
Yes. And I was like, I feel like I should ask him out, but it's a little weird because he's at work and I didn't know what to do. And so I left and then I was like kicking myself. So I, and this will date the story because this was 10 years ago, posted a Craigslist missed connection.
Oh my God.
And I was like, you checked me out, I think we were flirting.
Uh-huh.
And then like said some little detail. And then almost as a joke, because I think, I can't remember if this was true or I was just joking. But I was like, also, you forgot to ring me up for my Clementines or something like that, right?
Uh-huh.
And then you know how it works where it's like, they don't get your email, but they send it to an email and then you get it. And of course, the first thing I got was an email from a psychopath who was just like, the fact that you said that they did not ring up your Clementines and gave a distinguishing feature means that person will be fired. I hope you're happy. And so I was like,
imagine being a manager of Trader Joe's looking at misconnections.
Let me check in on my employees.
Trying to figure out who didn't pay for Clementine.
Yeah. Bringing you in for a performance review at the end of the year. Like, I have some bad. The misconnections folks. They really didn't like it.
So funny.
So I took it down. And then, like, 3 days later, I was, like, checking, like, I think just looking at it, because you sometimes look for giggles, and that guy had then posted about me, and said...
No fucking way!
Yes, and said that his friend had seen my ad, was like, LOL, you have a misconnection, I think, and then when he went, it was gone. And so he's like, I think you might have taken it down, I was flirting. And so then we did get, like, a drink. And,
oh, my God.
And again, I think we had sex, but I don't totally remember because it was 10 years ago. But I remember at that point, the lesson I learned was, like, it is very easy to, like, just give a person your number. What men do wrong often is they demand a response from you. And it's like, that's not what you do. And you're a woman, so this would be different.
Mm-hmm.
But all you do is you just, like, put your number on something and you say, by the way, this is my number. Use it if you want. And you leave. Mm-hmm. And you don't demand any action from them then. You don't make them even give you a yes or a no or a maybe. You just, like, tack it onto the end. Like, if you ever wanted to, there you go. And then you fly away and you don't get butt hurt if they don't text you.
Yeah. I once put out, I may have talked about it on the podcast. Honestly, I've done, I think, 101 episodes, so I don't really remember anything anymore. Thank you. Truly, thank you so much for listening. I really do appreciate it. But I put a misconnection because I met a man at the 23rd Street subway stop, the one train in New York.
Yeah.
And have I told this story? Does anyone remember? I have, okay. Well, I haven't told you, so I'll just tell you real quick.
Yeah, tell me.
But I was, like, going down into the train, and there was a really hot homeless man, like, on the first landing.
Uh-huh.
And I was giving him a dollar, and as I handed him the dollar, he, like, caressed my hand.
Oh.
And we were making eye contact, and I truly quivered. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Well, spend wisely. And he reached out and touched my boot and was like, cool boots. And I was like, thank you. Yes, they are cool boots. And then the train came and I was like, I have
As they often do at the subway station.
And I can't remember exactly what was said, but I was like, I have to go. And he's like, you should. And I was like, I don't want to. And he's like, I know. It was like...
Wow.
It was like this real out of a fucking movie.
Yeah.
And then I got on the train and was like, I maybe met my soulmate. So then I wrote a misconnection where I was like, in the off chance you found a computer.
You don't have a home, but I'm sure you have a laptop.
Yeah, I'm like, maybe you're rehabilitated. Yeah. You're doing really well now. You're thriving. You got yourself a Dell because it's like 15 years
ago. Sure.
And
dude,
get a Dell.
Yeah.
And I was like, you touched my boot. I gave you money. If you want to sleep in a bed, I have one.
I'm mostly using it for sitting and sleeping, but...
spoiler, he never responded.
Wow.
But a lot of people were like, I really hope you find him. Like, people were really, people my whole life have been so encouraging with me finding love. And the universe is like, it's kind of exhausting.
800 people here because they want you to find it. But then when you're like, who will fuck? You get one chuckle.
He laughed so hard. I'll truly think about that right before bed.
Well, I only went on this long tangent because I was in that sleeping in front of this man store. It felt like you, was he hot? Like, should you have been like, text me when you were at the sit and sleep? Was that guy hot who watched you sleep?
No,
oh, okay. I misunderstood you.
He looked like the Slender Man. Like, he was...
And not in a good way?
Not in a good way.
Because that's sometimes my type, is sort of like just meth head.
Full
like, are you
arms
on meth,
and legs.
Or are you like maybe a runway model? Do you know what I mean? Where it's like there's a fine line between like...
It truly, he was leaning
are you
comme
des garçons or on drugs? Do you only eat drugs?
I think
or
he
will I see
only
you in Paris?
Ate drugs.
Yeah.
He honestly was such a strange man. And I hope he doesn't listen to my podcast. And he's like, she's talking about me. And like one of his arms is like in the bathroom because he's so long.
He's in the middle of haunting a teen in their mirror. And he's like, wait, what?
Oh, no. She's talking about me.
Kill your friend.
What is...
I mean, not to be another person who's just championing your efforts, but, you know, I've long felt like it's crazy you don't get more dick. I mean, I know you get an okay amount, but I just think...
I do pretty well. Lately, I have not been doing well, just because I've been traveling so much, and I had two bad interactions trying to fuck while I was traveling, and I was like, you know what? We're done with this.
And as we were saying earlier, there's not like a good straight grinder to like set up things when you're like that's gay people. I feel like when you're traveling can be like find something.
Gay men have truly made it so efficient to fuck.
Oh, we've always persevered.
Truly.
I mean, there wouldn't have been a Craigslist without us.
Yes.
You think they wanted it to sell used cars? No, ma'am. It is funny now that Misconnections is gone that I think there's not a space for that kind of thing. And I've like very, like I saw it this week that someone was on Grindr and had posted a message that was like, I'm looking for one person in specific. You know who you are. Do not respond if you're not that person, please. It was like, I'm not here to solicit all comers. I'm trying to say hi to this one guy. And I was just like, honey, this
That's
is not going to
so
work.
That's so fucking funny. Not you, not you, not you, just one.
But I love that he was just like, I can't be scrolling through all these messages. I want to open it and see the one message from the one guy.
So you're on Grindr.
I'm on Grindr, yeah.
And it seems so easy.
Yeah, I mean, it's bad, but they're all bad. That's what I think.
All apps are bad.
I will say that I think...
Except for Hinge.
Yeah, which I haven't done.
I do ads for Hinge.
Oh, you do ads for them. Oh, Hinge is great.
Hinge is great.
Hinge is great. There's an incredible promo code I use that I'm forgetting now.
Yeah, me too. But
date
it's probably
me?
Something. Yeah,
probably
date me
Nicole.
Something. Yes.
Nailed it. Probably nailed it. They're probably doing
for Hinge.
Oh, my
God. I feel like before I die, someone's going to go, huh, nailed it. And that'll be the last thing I hear.
Yeah, me. I'm going to kill you.
Honestly, and if that
happens,
one more time. I'll be so sad. I'll be like, this is my legacy. That's all I've done. This is the only thing people care about.
Yeah, especially say it's like in 90 years from now.
But 90 years?
Yeah.
I don't want to live
Come
that long.
Come on, please. Think of you at 120.
Oh, my God.
Think of
God.
You in the nursing home. You'll get dick in the nursing home.
Oh, I will fuck. I will clean up in the
You're
nursing home.
You're going to be rolling
home.
Around like gobble, gobble.
Yes. And then, you know, like I'll probably have Alzheimer's, so like I won't remember who I fucked, you know? It'll just be like a nice rediscovery every time I try to fuck somebody. And that's the upside to Alzheimer's.
You'll be like, who are you? Oh, you look like this man in this photograph on my bedside table.
Who's the last person you fucked? When's the last time you fucked?
Oh, when is the last time I had sex? Can't remember. But it wasn't long ago, but I can't remember.
You don't remember where your dick goes.
Last week with actually someone who we sort of knew each other on Instagram, which is sort of becoming a dating app, I feel like. But maybe gay people are everything's a dating app. Or it's like the gym is a dating app
truly,
for gay people.
If a gay man can get at you, they'll get at
you. Yeah, they'll get at you.
People slide into my DMs a little bit. I keep getting propositioned by couples where they're like, here's me and my partner. You want to come fuck us?
Have you ever done that? Because I think that's really fun. I think it's very fun to be the special guest. That's what I would call that role, because you get to sort of be like, a lot of attention on you. Like, who's this? Oh, there's a celebrity in this episode. You know what I mean? Where it's like, okay.
I mean, yeah, I would do a top billing guest star. Yeah. But...
yeah, don't do a co-star role for this. Do a guest star role.
It just has to happen organically, and at least for me.
Have you ever had a three-way?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
And
but not with a couple, you mean?
Not with a couple. It was like me and a friend, and then me and a friend. And we found a man in a bar, and then we were like, we'll both fuck you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the first time was weird, because I, like, never seen my friend naked before, and then she had never seen me ride a man's face before.
Weird that that hadn't come up
yet.
Yeah,
you know, and then, like, making eye contact with, like, your best friend at the time as you're grinding on a man's face was, like, semi-weird, you know?
And being like, I forget, were we going to go to the movies on Thursday? Like, just talking about other plans.
And then the second time was a coworker, so that was less weird, because I was like, I don't really know either one of you.
Wait, the friend was the coworker, and then the third was a stranger?
Yes.
That you met at a bar?
So me and a coworker went to a bar because we lived on the
Upper West Side. Had you discussed before you went to the bar? Like, let's...
Sure didn't.
So then how did that happen?
So I was drinking Smirnoff Blueberry because...
Sure.
I love the flavored vodka.
Sure.
And this dude kept buying us booze, and we were talking to him, and he was just like, oh, man, you girls are both so pretty. And then she was like, I think Nicole's really pretty. And I was like, what's happening?
And you were like, and I think you're good at your job.
Yeah. You're
co-worker.
Really good at ringing up people at Lane Bryant. And
we can't say who did the failed podcast, but we can say Lane Bryant.
Oh, I shit on Lane Bryant all day.
Oh, okay, good.
Oh, my God.
Although this is probably a positive endorsement. What? Lane Bryant employees, they like to fuck together. Consider a career at Lane Bryant.
You can fuck all your coworkers. But yeah, and then I think what happened was we were like all smushed in the back of a cab. And I say smushed because like we both worked at Lane Bryant.
Sure. And would, in using the same euphemism, would you say this man you met in the bar also maybe could have worked at Lane Bryant? Or
no, he worked at the Gap.
The
he
Gap.
He was a smaller
sure.
man.
He could have worked at the Gap.
Yeah, so that's how the three of us could fit in the back of a cab.
Sure, sure.
One of us had
you
to...
You got to put a Gap employee in the middle of the Lane Bryant sandwich.
That's how you create gaps with a Gap employee. Yeah. And he was like, what if we just
I mean, think if he'd worked at Lululemon, you could put two of them in there.
And if he worked at Limited 2, we would be arrested. But,
are these even jokes? I don't even know.
He was like, what if we make one stop? And I was like, to where? Like, I'm so dumb sometimes. And he was like, my place? And I was like, oh. And she immediately was like, yep. And I was like, it's happening. So yeah, we went home with him, and that one was more fun.
Yeah, I think people are, I do think having sex with a couple is fun because you get to like be the special guest, like I was saying, but also you get to sort of like be privy to someone else's dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
I think people sometimes think three ways are hard or weird because they're like, what do you do with three people? And it's like the same shit
so
as with two, but now you,
stuff.
Also it's like now you can sometimes tap out and just be like, y'all take a turn.
Like I'm winded.
I'm just going to jerk off and watch you have sex.
Yes.
I'm often describing to people, I'm like, you know how you like porn where you watch people have sex on your computer?
Well,
imagine if it were theater. And it's just right there.
It's like Sleep No More.
It's Sleep No More. It's theater. That also, you can be like, well, I guess I want to be in the play, too. And they're like, sure.
I guess I want to be in the play, too.
This is a hot play.
Podcasting. Oh, yeah. podcasting is a audio medium, so when you listen to this, you won't know that Josh stood up, jerked off, and said, I want to be in the play, too.
Yeah, while sort of breaking down stage right.
Yes, and a little hunched over.
And a little hunched, yeah. I think he has spinal issues, that character.
Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service that's all about helping you have fun and get creative with your style. Shift gears in your wardrobe without a complete and expensive overhaul. Dressy stuff, trendy going out clothes, casual tops, and premium jeans, sweaters, outerwear, vacation fits, you name it. For just $98 a month, you get a choice of any 6 styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands with inclusive sizing, fast, free shipping and returns, and professional cleaning in Nuuly's state-of-the-art laundering facility, plus the option to buy what you love. I like Nuuly a lot because sometimes I don't want to like own a sparkly thing because I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to wear it more than once. Also, I have a ton of sparkly things. And Nuuly is very good at like having a sparkly thing that I'll wear once and then I can send it right back. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles. But right now you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DATEME20. Just go to Nuuly.com, Nuuly.com. That's Nuuly with 2 U's, and enter the code DATEME20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com. Nuuly with 2 U's with code DATEME20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes. Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that would block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. And that's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctors. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know, there's always something that I really need to talk about, and thank God I have a podcast, but then there's stuff that I don't want to reveal publicly. So I talk to a therapist, and listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get stuff off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional cost. And I gotta say, that's very important because the first person you meet might not be good for you. So even though it's work, you gotta work to find someone who like is helpful and is good for you. So don't stick with someone just because you feel like you have to. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/date me today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/date me. Okay. Hey, did you know 1 in 5 Americans have learn a new language on their bucket list? If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste time on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned out in the real world. Babbel made it super easy for me to brush up on my Spanish before my vacation to Mexico. See how I said that? It's better, and it sounds like I speak Spanish. It just makes traveling better, so you can like order food, ask for directions, and flirt with the locals. Me encanta, muchacho. Without having to consult language apps while on vacation. Here's a special limited time deal for my listeners. Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for my listeners at babbel.com/date me. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/date me. Spelled BABBEL.com/date me. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So yeah, maybe you should have sex with a couple. Yeah. But I guess this doesn't, because you're not, am I right in remembering that right now you're not, I mean, obviously you're always open to sex, but you would rather have sex now with someone that you're like, maybe we'll go on dates. You're not necessarily yes. like purely looking for hookups.
I have finally arrived at a destination called I want to be in an actual relationship with yes. one person.
And sex can facilitate that. So it's
it
not
can.
Like you have to be like, only 12 dates before you see my
no,
titties.
No, that
you
is know? Too much math.
Yeah.
Like to do like,
but a lot of people have those rules.
My therapist Mary was like, if you,
you should do promo for her.
I fucking love Mary. She's this old ass white lady who gets it. Like she's so fucking chill. But she was like, so if you fuck someone on the first date and they don't want to date you, you have your answer as opposed to waiting 12 yeah. dates. And you fuck them, and then they don't want to date you.
That's
You've
what I
now
think.
Wasted 12 opportunities to meet somebody
It's ultimately
else.
Some positive. It's like, yeah. okay, good. I think a lot of times what we want in dating is information. I mean, you want a partner,
yes.
but what you most need, like, anxiety is caused by a lack of information.
Yes.
Even if it's bad information, because you're like, I need to just, like, process this and mm-hmm. deal with it, even if you're like,
And I think
I don't
the
want
most
this.
Annoying thing about dating someone is, like, why can't I look at someone and go, do you like me, and can we be in a relationship?
Well,
like,
it's funny because I
cannot ask people
you
that.
You sort of can, but it's like a thing where you're going to then be more likely to push them away. Like, that's what
yes.
keeps you not asking. It's because
yes.
you're like, should we do this forever? And they're like, well, not anymore.
Uh-huh.
So you have to, like, walk that line. I get that.
I've like,
but I think there's like different ways to be asking like questions that lead up to that. Like
yes.
being direct at every point, I think is allowed.
It's,
just
yes.
recognizing the context of like, if this is a first date, like I mm-hmm. think it's like totally fair to at the end of a date. Again, it's about not putting pressure.
Yes.
Just being like, I would really like to see you again. And if you want to, please let me know.
Yeah, that I think is
And I'm also
great
not opposed to be the one who's like, I'm going to follow up and text you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind like putting it out there. But again, I'm in a different position.
But like, also, women aren't supposed to, like, you're supposed to let a man chase you.
I know.
Which
but
is,
do you care about that kind of stuff?
I mean, I don't. But like, it feels like in the world, that's what works.
Right. That's the
like,
currency.
Like, when I let a man chase me, it seems to fucking work.
I just feel like men are so
dumb?
Stupid.
Yeah.
That sometimes you have to yeah. be like, remember how you like me? And they're like, yeah.
Yeah, remember.
So you remember how you wanted to hang out with me? I did. Like, do you think we should do that again? Oh, yeah. Maybe there's a way uh-huh. you can just be sort of like gaslighting them into asking you
oh,
out.
Oh, maybe I'll start
so
doing
maybe,
that.
Maybe you should start texting them as if they've asked you out and be like, yeah, Thursday works. And have them be like, wait, did I ask you out?
It's like,
and
yeah,
like,
you don't
oh,
remember.
Cool.
It was in person. You don't remember?
Yeah,
there
but
was
don't,
no texting.
Don't have you being like, I want to go out. Just be like,
yeah.
hey, love that idea. See you Thursday. And then be like, huh.
Maybe I'll do that. I've only had like one conversation with someone about like being exclusive, and he had said that he like told his friend about me, and I was like, that seems like a step.
Yeah.
Just,
no,
like,
but I think you're right.
A little step up to relationship from the town. And then after a minute I was like, so like, are you dating anybody else? And then I was like, hey. Trying to be really chill about it. And then he was like, actually, I'm not. And I was like, that's nice.
And
then and he
you
was
said
like,
it like that, totally chill like that?
Yes. And then he...
Where it
he,
came out if someone had like given you the Heimlich to have it
yeah,
come out.
But
that's
the,
nice. That's
but
nice.
The whole time in this relationship, things like that would happen. Like he was bad at texting. And then one night I was like, you have to text me back. And he was like, I know, I have ADD. And I was like, I know, I've seen you leave your phone around your house, but like, if you see my name, you have to text me back. And then he did get better at it, but like I fully lost my mind. And then he was like, are you dating anybody else? And I was like, yes, I am. But I don't want to be because I'm tired. I don't know how to like be a chill girl who's just carefree okay. and happy.
Not to be like fully marrying you right now.
You can.
But what do we think keeps you from being chill? Because one of your dear friends who's known you for a long time, uh-huh. why I'm very optimistic about the place you're in right now is I feel like you're like more accomplished than you've been and so like sure of yourself and your mm-hmm. own life. Which is like normally when this shit happens, when you're like, oh, everything's so fucking good. Mm-hmm. That like, it's like, I don't need that thing right now because my life's so good. And then it's when it happens. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So I would, but again, I'm projecting. Because mm-hmm. I would feel like everything, like the spot you're in right now, does it ever make it easy enough to be like, sort of relax into like, this thing's going to happen on its own, even if I'm not.
Yeah. Sometimes I truly.
You know, if that's too much to be asking here in this context, that's no, dumb. No.
I talk so much about my life. I just had an interview where the interviewer was like, you talk so much about your life. What's that like? And I was like, oh, I don't know. I'm like a nosy neighbor. I like to know what's going on in the neighborhood. And then I also like telling people what's going on in my neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I just like to talk to people.
Yeah.
And then I'm also like, I don't know.
Your neighborhood watch of your own life.
Truly, I'm the neighborhood watch.
You're the one
of
coming
my
over like, I saw somebody over there last night.
I mean, kind of. And then my neighbor next door, like in real life, she's truly like the neighborhood watch. She's got all the hot goss. She's so great. I fucking love her. Although the other night she came over and she was like, do you have club soda? My dog is sick. And I was like, I don't.
You could have just said, do you have club soda? And I would have understood it more. The more information I actually got there, the less I knew.
She truly, it was pitch black, popped out of a bush and asked me for club soda.
See,
for
again,
dog.
Now I just got more information and I'm yet again more confused. Yeah. I was picturing her daytime knock, knock, knock.
No,
and even that, I was like, what's going on?
So
but now
was,
I learned she's also a witch.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm very confused.
Well, when I first met her, she was sitting in a tree.
No, has everything you've said been true?
Yes.
Please just raise your hand when the jokes start, because I'm confused.
No, the day I met her, she was sawing a branch.
And she's an adult?
She's an adult
okay.
woman. She's an older woman.
Who knew?
She was sawing a branch off her tree, and she was like...
While she sat in the tree? You should be on the ground when you saw off a branch. That's like a fucking Looney Tunes, where you're like on the end of it, sawing, and then like, ah! I'm not realizing. What?
She was sitting on one branch. And sawing off the other one.
Still, I don't like it.
She clocked me and she was like, hello, my new neighbor. I would say hello, but I'm in a tree. And so that's how I met her.
This accent, I don't know if she's Trump or Obama.
She's a very kind woman, but I didn't have seltzer in my house at the time. So then I texted my roommate, John Milheiser, and was like, can you go get seltzer? And then he missed the text. When he got home, I was like, did you bring
seltzer?
Like,
would you save that text for me? You'll have to respond to it.
I mean, kind of. But John went out to 7-Eleven and got her a 2-liter of seltzer and delivered it to her house. And then she went, not cans?
Not cans? The dog loves cans?
I really love her.
I love that.
She also has 3 dogs and does not walk them at the same time.
Do some of them not get along? What do we think?
I have no idea. And I just found out she has birds. And then I think she also has a cat. And then she has a minivan in her driveway, but she does not drive. So, like, I don't know who drives this minivan. She is a perfect human being.
Yeah. And I wouldn't change a thing about her.
I think I'm gonna grow up to be her.
Again, this is gonna be you in the nursing home.
Yeah, just sawing.
Coming over. I need some seltzer for my dog. You wanna fuck?
Wait, has anyone ever heard of that? Giving your sick dog seltzer?
A resounding no.
Okay. Okay. So she's crazy.
So she's crazy. Or she's tapped into something no one has realized.
Maybe. I mean, I've tried to give my dog seltzer and he doesn't like it.
Because, you just want him to have
Well, I enjoy
seltzer.
A LaCroix, so sure. I was...
And like most things, you're like, if I like it, my dog must.
Yes. And my old roommate used to have this little chihuahua named Lola, and Lola ate what I ate, drank what I drank, because I'd never had a dog before, and I didn't realize feeding them people food is like not great. But Lola loves seltzer. She would lap it up and be like,
wow. How do you have dogs with how much you travel? Oh, John.
Yes, John Melheiser.
I was
going to
say, because I can't, I just feel like I can't deal with a dog.
Huh?
Right now. I can't deal with a dog.
I mean, it's
hard. I want a cat, but my...
You want a cat?
Yeah. Again, I like one that sort of is like, whatever.
I like...
And it is just like easier work.
Well, I
but
like
my boyfriend's
my dogs,
really allergic, so I can't get
I'm
one.
I'm allergic to cats. It's bad. I like tear up, and like, if I touch a cat and then touch my eye, goodbye eye.
Yeah. But today, I went this morning before I came here for the show. I had to go to the circus with a friend and their children, and they had two
what
little.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
You told me, you were like, I'm taking a later flight because I have an obligation, and
it
you
was
wouldn't
the circus.
Tell me the obligation.
It was the circus.
Why did you go? Have you not seen the video of that bear attacking that
no,
man in
No, this is
Russia?
The Big Apple Circus where they don't use exotic animals. That's their whole thing. Is they're like the woke circus, I guess.
Did you know there's a black circus?
The only oh what?
It's called the Universal Circus.
Come on, I love that.
And it's really funny.
Well, this one had no animals except for two little furry cats that could do tricks. They came out in the ring and they were doing flips and jumping over each other. And I was like, I want a cat.
So you paid money to watch cats do tricks?
Yeah.
Was there clowns at this circus?
Yeah, yeah. And lots of like acrobatics and stuff, but they don't
oh,
do any
okay.
of the like elephant, you know, like the sort of Barnum, the stuff we wag our fingers
yeah,
at.
Yeah, because that's bad. Did you know the way to train an elephant is to beat it? No. Yeah, it's really depressing. So if you ever go to Thailand, don't ride those elephants because they stayed shackled and they keep them away from other elephants to not socialize them, to like keep them sad, and they like truly break them. That's how you train an animal.
Ooh.
It's like really depressing. But the way I train my dog is with treats.
And yeah, human food and force feeding themselves.
Hell yeah. If you shake my hand with your paw, you get a cat full of seltzer. The other day, I didn't have any treats, but I was trying to trick, or not trick, train my little
I know, Val, you're like, I'm good to my dogs. No, you're like, I didn't say trick, I said train.
I was trying to train Clyde to jump, to like jump on command. So I only had food, and he was like, this isn't fun.
Yeah.
This is what I eat normally. This is not a treat. You're just feeding me in small increments.
Yeah. He just woke up and was like, oh, the whole game's changed,
uh-huh.
huh?
Also, my bigger dog, Charlie, who's a little older, I think he's, like, having a midlife crisis. He's now scared of his food dish. We put the food in the bowl, and he was like, no! And he wouldn't go near it, so then we threw away that bowl. That's a bad bowl.
So then he has a new bowl now?
Not yet. So we've
You
been,
just haven't been feeding him.
No. Yeah, you don't get to eat till you have a ball. No. So I fed him out of my hand the other night.
And does he like that or is he scared of your hand?
No, he's fine with that because he's like, this is a nice hand. But then we were putting it on a paper plate, but then that makes too much noise. And he would like get the food and then get scared. And I was like, you can't see the noise that you're making?
Yeah.
So now we've ordered a new bowl on Amazon. The journey continues.
Yeah.
So, oh, then we took away the paper plate, and then he was eating on the floor, and then Clyde was like, this is a free-for-all. So he was like, I'll eat this food. And then Charlie was like, well, I guess if he needs it. It's been a real
yeah.
struggle.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to get a cat, I think.
Yeah, he truly just really made a case for getting a cat.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. So we're at 50 minutes.
Okay.
And I like to do audience questions. I think there's a microphone in the audience. Do you look around and see if you see
Oh, yeah. It's over there.
There we go.
Everyone's
pointing. Ooh, people are on the move. Okay. So also, if you're in the balcony, you can come down if you would like. I will wait for you. Yeah, so if you have a question, let's do it.
Hi. First off, thank you for the pizza.
Oh, no problem. Was it good cold?
I mean, I'll eat any free food, so yes, it was good.
Fair.
So I'm here with my boyfriend. He's going to hate me because I kind of ran this by him before. But
what are you, trying to make me upset?
I'm so sorry.
I'm here with my boyfriend who loves me. He's going to be so mad at me because he's my boyfriend.
He might not love me after this, so.
Okay, what's up?
His mom and his sister are not huge fans of me, and we've been together.
Wait, he's going to be mad at you for being like, these people don't like me? Okay.
Woof.
Wait, why don't they like you? What'd you do, shit in the kitchen?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not a size 2, and I didn't graduate from an Ivy League. That's my guess.
Ooh.
They want Ivy League and size 2? Those are different lanes a lot of the times. I'm not saying, no, I just mean like, come on.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's a lot.
Okay.
But anyways, I feel like I try to be really nice and don't want to, you know, cause any issues. But it's been 4 years. I don't know if I should show my teeth at a certain point or just kind of sit back. Like, at what point do I put my foot down and say, hey, it's been 4 years. Homeboy's putting me on his insurance. Like, respect me.
This is tough.
I mean,
what do you think?
I have thoughts, but I think it's a lot of like, well, obviously this is like a conversation I think you're probably having with your partner, I hope.
Uh-huh.
I think it starts there.
Absolutely.
But I also think you are always like the queer perspective in a lot of things. Mm-hmm. This is like Dan Savage advice to be like, if your family's not good to you, like, fuck them. Like,
yeah.
Stop. And I'm not saying it's fully that, but I mean, like, sometimes to show a person how to act, you have to sort of be withholding and being like, they're being rude. I'm not coming home for this. And then they'll start to be like, wait, why? And it's like, because you're awful. And they're like, okay, I guess I could be nice. And then it's like, okay. Like, sometimes we accidentally sort of like allow a person to keep doing a thing by affirming their behaviors.
Uh-huh.
But I know that's complicated.
Yeah. A thing I like to do when people are rude to me is repeat the rude thing they have said to me. Like, if they're like, say something rude to me.
I couldn't imagine. I only think nice things about you.
Here, try real hard. Say something nasty.
Oh, your makeup is... Oh, girl, your makeup's bad.
I obviously a lie. I would be like, oh, my makeup is bad and you chose to tell me now? What a treat. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
And I think if you highlight them being, like, any mean thing they say to you and they hear it back, I think sometimes it's all it takes. Like, I say insane things and then Sashir will repeat them and I go, oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Also, can I ask where the family is even from, broadly speaking?
Connecticut.
Oh.
Hmm.
Wow,
yeah.
The crowd got rowdy.
Yeah.
If Massachusetts has thoughts.
Yes.
About Miss Connecticut.
Yes. You should watch Sex and the City when Charlotte gets married to her first husband and how she treats, I think her name is like Buffy or something. Bunny, yeah. The way she treats Bunny is, like, pretty spot on. Okay, cool. Thank you so much. All right, next question.
First off, hi.
Hello.
So my question, and I think this is a question a lot of people who listen to the podcast have, but have we completely given up on the guy from Malaysia?
Oh.
Thank you.
I just listened, the one you played the message on the Willem episode, because I listened to that one.
Sent me a 16-minute long message.
Yeah.
Where I think I cut that part out where he like explained boba tea. Like he's pretty funny. I mean, he lives in Malaysia.
But you can go to Malaysia.
What?
90-day fiance.
90-day fiance. Oh, imagine if you could recap yourself on one of your podcasts.
You'd be like, oh wow, I was really wild in this episode. Huh, I can't believe I talked
Damn,
to him like
what
that.
What was I thinking?
I would never do 90 Day Fiancé. Those people are wild. But yeah, he lives so far away. I truly think it was just like a one night stand. And then, I mean, maybe if he like comes to LA, I'd fuck him again. He's so hot.
Well, I think that's good. We sometimes ascribe a lot of value on duration, where it's like something's only good because it's long. But it's like a good one night stand is as good as anything else. I truly think. Because like a lot of times people, because when you think about the opposite, it's like you know lots of relationships that people have been something for way too long where you're like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah. So yeah, it was like,
and you never know, life is long.
Yeah, it's a nice encounter. If he comes back in my life, that's cool.
Malaysia? Global warming? Oh, he'll be under soon. He's going to be moving to the States.
Maybe. Thank you so much.
10 to 20,
so
he's going to live mainland.
Welcome. Get that dick, girl.
Thank you. Okay. Hi.
Hello. So this question is more so for a friend of mine. So she just did a... Don't look at me like that. Don't. Like, I'm not here for that. So she just did a panel about sizeism and being a woman of color. Okay, please change that facial expression.
This is just my face.
How dare? Yeah, and she killed it and is getting, like, a lot of traction online, but is getting the same amount of trolls.
Yeah.
And I got a text from her that said maybe I'm too sensitive to be an activist. And I asked her if I could ask this question, and she was like, yes, please do. Mm-hmm. And is looking for some advice.
Well, as a fat black bitch, I guess I love trolls. I really love that someone took the time to say something that they think is going to hurt my feelings, but like, I live my dreams, I'm doing what I love doing, and then it's like, maybe you're not having a good day and that person is like not in a good place, so like them trying to tear me down makes them feel better. So I always respond to them by being like, I see you, I hear you, I hope that made you feel better. And I think I've told this on the podcast, I know, but this dude DM'd me and was like, you're not funny and I fucking hate you. And I was like, I hope that made you feel better. And he responded, you know what? I was having a really bad day. I'm so sorry I took that out on you. Keep making people laugh, but not me. And I...
Wow.
And
snuck in a neg at the end.
Never laughed harder than that man doubling down. Yeah. I'm like, you're not funny. But then he was also like, you're a person.
Yeah.
So like, we got each other, and it's, and I don't have to be for everybody. Your friend doesn't have to fucking be for everybody.
Yo, and it's usually the sign you're doing something right.
Yes, if you're not for everybody. Yes. Yeah. Also, I wrote a book about it. It's called #VeryFat, #VeryBrave. The Fat Girl's Guide to Being Brave and Not a Melancholy Down in the Dumps, Dejected, Weeping Fat Girl. The title is too long, and I've really boned myself with it.
Yeah.
Because I cannot remember it. But yeah, she's not for everybody, and that's fine. And like, these people are thinking about her, and she never once thought about them.
Yes, you win. She has their money.
Like, your body is powerful if people want to talk about it.
Yes.
Can I give her handle? Is that cool?
But
her handle. It's Hakuna Makeda.
You're a good friend.
So follow Hakuna Makeda on Twitter.
And yeah, comment a bunch of nice fucking shit.
I love that.
Yeah.
It's a very RuPaul-esque plug.
Yeah.
Ru always says it twice in case you missed it the first time. Okay, what's up? What's your question? We got to power through this. We got a lot of questions. Okay, cool. What's your question? Hi.
Hello. Okay. My mom's dead too. I feel that. So my question was, Nicole, how do you shave your vagina? Is it a straight thing?
It's how I personally shave my vagina.
I'll
field this one because I actually do the shaving. People don't know this,
Nicole,
but I'm hired to be Nicole's vagina shaver.
Nicole, tell me, is it a runway? Is it a side by side? Is it straight up? What's going on?
Honestly, it's however I fucking feel. Half the time, it's only half done. I try to, like, get the...
A little weed whack?
I mean, I try to, like, keep it neat. Here's what I shave. Any part that someone's going to put their mouth on.
Which should be all of it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know how it works.
Well, I don't need you to fucking kiss my Mons pubis. What's that gonna do?
I'll stand down. This is not my area. I was just asking.
But yeah.
Where is that? Like, where is
it? What is... It's like the lips. The fucking lips.
So all of it?
What? This is the most personal question anyone's ever asked.
This started as sort of a cosmetic question, and now it's fully, like, described to me how you'll eat your
pussy. She's like, tell me where. Which lip?
I want to know.
It's a spotty shave. I'm not interested. I don't care. Hair is natural. So it's slightly hairy. Thank you so much.
Okay, I was also going to ask about the Malaysian man, but I have to ask you because you talked about being a bus driver, and I just became a bus driver last year, and I fucking... I was
congratulations!
Thank you! I lost my mind when you talked about that because I'm driving my
buses.
So what I have to ask you, have you ever considered becoming a bus driver? Because that's a great way to meet men.
Right
even if
now,
they're fucking crazy!
No!
They're fucking... It's crazy.
Right now,
okay.
I don't think I'm into switch careers.
Yeah. You're deep into
it. I think I'm too deep in this
one.
But also,
if it's your dream, go for it. But I feel like you're also living your dream out. This
was
my five-year-old dream.
But maybe I would become a bus driver.
Maybe you could just moonlight, you know?
Just like drive a bus on Saturday?
You don't have to do it like for a city municipality. Just buy a bus. You've got money. Drive around. Anybody want to ride?
Maybe I will. Thank you so
much. They'd
be
like, where to? You'd be like, we'll figure it out.
We got to get through these. Hi,
do we have to cut it off at some point?
Okay, hi.
Hi, Nicole. So you're one of my biggest inspirations, and you're one of the reasons why I'm trying to go into comedy. And
hell
try.
Yeah.
So
hell yeah.
Oddly specific question. So you did an episode of your podcast where you talked about if you were to purge, who you would kill. and
I fucking love the Purge.
So your number two was a waiter.
Yeah, at Giordano's in Chicago.
Yeah. He did you dirty. But I just was wondering, who was number one on your list?
Because you go to jail if you kill a president. Oh, wait, it's the Purge.
You go to jail if you kill anyone, Nicole, just before you do anything rash. It's not only a punishment for presidents.
Wait, if I kill one of these people, I go to jail?
Yeah. Yeah,
if
Nicole, you do.
Pick someone out here and kill them, I go to jail.
Nicole, there's a couple empty seats I'm seeing. Do you have any answers?
I don't know who my number one is anymore because I've been going to therapy and, like... I've been like...
But you're soon to quit because of this vibrator, so maybe you're going to want to kill again.
Hell yeah. I just come so hard, I buy a gun. I don't know. I don't really have a number one right now.
Progress.
No. I talk about her so much. I hope it ends up in a special. Chris is this lady in Appleton, Wisconsin, who acted so poorly at a show. But truly, now I have a joke about it, and I hope it ends up in a special, and I really hope she sues me. I don't have a number one right now. I like don't have hate in my heart. Isn't that amazing?
that's great to hear.
It's like real hippy dippy, but like I'm just really trying.
No, but it's good.
But thank you for your question.
Thank you.
Okay, we got to power through. Hi.
Hi. So, as someone from Chicago, I'd like to apologize for whatever Giordano did for to you. So I'm so sorry.
Thank you.
And second of all, I just want to say. So you've been talking about Mr. 2020. I just wanted to ask, what are like the three things that you hope for Mr. 2020 coming into your life that you would like?
Okay, so...
Ooh, I like this.
2020, I keep saying, is going to be my year.
And again, to go back to the earlier point, I agree. I really like see it in the stars.
Yes, and my grandmother used to say, baby, if you claim it, it's yours.
Yeah.
And she would say it all the time, and I'd be like, shut up. But, I've claimed it, so Mr. 2020, or Ms., I don't care. I think this person will be, like, kind, funny to me. They don't have to be, like, the life of the party, but, like, just funny to me. We tee-hee-hee together. And then attractive to me. And treats me really well. And that's more than three things. But, like, a kind soul who's really great.
I hope that for you.
Thank you. It's gonna happen.
It
2020.
Is. But you know what I think? Again, not to get back on that thing about chill, because I think you should never be chill. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's part of your thing. But isn't it sort of nice that because you know that it's gonna happen. It's like it's gonna happen.
Yeah.
It's like already in the universe, I think.
I'm not worried.
So it's like, whatever,
baby.
Just bring it.
Okay, what's your question? Hi.
Hi, Nicole. Thank you so much for coming to Boston. I'm here with my roommate, and we love your podcast. We've had a lot of threesomes together. Very inspired. So I don't have a big black dick, but I do have a big black dildo, and I would love to buy you a drink after the show.
Oh.
So that's my question. Would you want to get a drink after the show?
I would, but I have a very early flight tomorrow. I have to go back to LA to, like, work.
Okay, thank you.
Well, I have to record three more episodes of this podcast you people want to listen to. So I won't.
It's your fault she can't get a drink with you.
Mm-hmm.
If you'd all turn on her already, she'd be out here begging you for drinks.
But thank you for the offer. I do have to decline. I apologize.
Thank you.
But thank you. Hi, hi, hi.
Hi, Nicole. Thanks for being an inspiration. Me and...
You're welcome.
Me and my friend, we started a podcast called To All the Fuck Boys I Fucked Before, because you inspired it. Our question was, what would you do if a guy stabbed you with his dick in the leg like an EpiPen? Because this happened to my friend.
It happened to you?
It happened to my friend. And we have an episode on this, and we can't figure it out. And
do we think, did he miss? What, again, men are dumb.
Yeah, I truly so there's a lot don't of things understand that could have happened. How that happened.
He was like moaning from it.
You're
like,
back.
He was moaning from it. Like, he got off on it. He was like, oh yeah, this leg, fuck. And I was like, what are you doing?
He said this leg?
Yeah.
So he knew what he was doing.
So, I mean.
He might have been Christian, is my guess. Honestly, they'll find a way to get around a lot of rules. Uh-huh. This isn't sex, right? You know?
I mean, I guess...
We're virgins.
I guess if they got off doing that, I'd be like, well, that's my boyfriend. He won't fuck me. He just stabs me with his dick. I mean, I don't want to kink shame. I mean, if that's his kink, then let him stab.
Yeah.
But honestly, strange.
Thank you.
Hi, 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 hi.
Oh my gosh, hello. Hi, Nicole, I love you so much. I'm taking a pole class soon.
Hell yeah.
Thank you. And my question for you is, would you ever have a fan on your show? If they had like a super interesting story, like you were really into it and you were like, I need to have you.
Honestly, no. And I'll explain it to you. It's because sometimes people who don't perform, don't perform. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like when I host Nailed It, we shoot for 10 hours, we whittle it down to 30 minutes,
oh my God.
And half the times I ask people questions and they're like,
sorry. I see what you're saying.
And you're like, you can just answer, the cameras aren't going to hurt you. It's fine. So honestly, that would be the reason why I wouldn't do it, because I think it would just be more work with not much of a payoff, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
Not to be rude.
No, you're but, straight up.
Yeah.
I understand. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. It's a shitty answer, and I'm really sorry.
I mean, she will be in the show. She's in the show right now, Batman.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, it did happen for you.
Yeah, that's how I get people who are non-performers on, by letting them ask questions. And some of them will ask you how you shave your pussy. Hello.
All right. Hello. Hi, Nicole.
Love you
so much. My birthday is a week from today. But I want to know what your best birthday sexcapade has been. If you've had one, honestly, because, like,
I don't know if I've ever had sex on my birthday.
Yeah, I don't know if I
feel like either. Everyone always wants that and loves it, but like, I've only had it once from someone I didn't really know.
I'm trying to think. I'm usually like shit-faced on my birthday.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever been sober enough to consent to sex on my birthday.
Wait,
which is a win.
You've had sex on your birthday?
Huh?
But you've had sex on your birthday?
No.
You haven't?
You thought I was like, I was raped on my birthday.
What?
In front of all
like
these people.
Like,
no, like sober enough to consent. Like, I've never had sex on my birthday.
That might have said a lot about me then.
Ah! What?
I said that might have said a lot about me then. But...
We don't have time
kidding,
to unpack
guys.
That.
Just kidding.
Okay.
But... Side note, did you know that Guy Fieri opened a restaurant in Boston?
Keep telling me, and I didn't fly in early enough to make it, because I was really hungover, and I changed my flight to later.
Oh.
It was bad. I drank maybe 1,000 drinks last night.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay. Hi.
Hello. This question is for both of you.
Hell yeah.
So you're having sex. It's good. You've had your fill. They keep going. how do you end it gracefully?
So you're... What a way to say that. You've had your fill.
I love that.
Because I'm like, did he like come in you and fill you up and like keep stroking?
No.
You've come already, or you've just had enough.
Either you've come or you've just had enough.
And then they keep going?
And then they're just like, so my tactic is always to be like, oh, come inside me.
Yes.
It's like
Can I ask, do you have sex with men?
Mostly.
Men are fucking stupid. So I do think at that moment you should be like, oh, I want you to come right now. And they'll be like, yeah! Like, oh, yes. Come right now. Oh, it'd be so hot if you come right now. Yeah. I can gaslight them. Thursday sounds good. Be like, it would be so hot if you come right now. Uh-huh. Oh, come right now for me.
Or you start sucking their dick, rub their taint, and jiggle their balls, and they'll come so hard. Or stick a finger right up their butt.
Oh, yeah, finger their asses, because they never know. And then they're like, wait, what? And they're poof.
Yeah.
They don't know that it's like a secret, that it's like a full cheat code.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, last question.
Okay. Woo, a lot of pressure. Okay, so me and my roommate back there, she's great. We're both real hot on quitting our jobs and living our dream. And so when you said you're living your dream, we were like, oh my God, she's living her dream. We almost fainted back there. And so do you have any advice for, you know, taking risks, going for your dream? Because it's scary. So if you have any advice or how you went about doing it?
I mean, go for it like 100%. Like when I moved to LA, I slept on a couch for a very long time, which was not ideal. And then like when I lived in New York, it was very expensive to live in New York. So it was like me and like six people in a 5-bedroom apartment, but we were like all squished up with one bathroom. So like I would just make concessions in my life to make it more affordable to be able to do the things I wanted to do. So like I had a day job where I was a nanny and doing shows at night. And then I was a secretary as well. A very bad one at UCB, where like my boss Eric.
I loved when you were when you worked the front desk. I have fond memories of coming in at UCB and you working the front desk and being like, "Hey, I have a room reserved." You'd be like, "I don't know." You'd be like, "I think I'm here for rehearsal." You'd be like, "Who knows?" And I'd be like, "You should."
You would never know. One time Eric was like, "Can you fax this?" And I was like, "I don't know how." He's like, "Do you want me to show you?" And I said, "No." And nobody ever fired me.
Of course not. Eric, he would never fire you.
No, he was
sweetest
too
man
nice
around.
To be like, you're useless. But I just like made a lot of concessions in my life in order to do what I wanted to do. And then sometimes you just kind of have to like be okay not knowing what's going to happen.
Yes, and don't judge yourself for the bullshit you have to do. Because I think a lot of times you're like, I'm going to quit my job and make it happen. And 3 months later, you're like, oh no, because it takes a while. And you're like, oh, I have to find a gig. Fine, find some shitty job that makes you money and do what you love around it. And don't hate yourself because you have to work a little.
Yeah, and like flexible jobs are cool. Like nannying was pretty flex for me because they knew I was a performer and they would like adjust their schedules with me, which was like really kind of them. And then, like, I was a waitress for a while, and, like, you can trade shifts and shit, and that's an easy way to make fast money.
Don't forget, you do not know the timeline. The only way you quit is you fail. You just have to, like, wait it out. That's what I truly believe.
Yeah.
Because you pretend that you think, like, this will happen in 6 months. It's like, sometimes it'll be 18 months or 2 months. Yeah. You just don't know.
You don't know. So I say jump in the fucking deep end. You know how to swim, so do it. And if you don't know how to swim, a whale will come and save you. I don't know.
No, that's beautiful advice.
Yeah, like something will happen. You're not going to just drown, but you might.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you guys so much for coming out. Truly, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And if you like this episode of Why Won't You Date Me, you can subscribe. And if you send me something nasty, I will read it. So here we go. Let me find one. I want to get your wigs and use them to sop up that sweet pussy juice.
Wow.
Honestly, rude.
Rude.
Why use my wig? Then dry them out so they're nice and crispy.
Wigs aren't supposed to be crispy.
And wear them while I eat your fat ass. In the motion of chowing down, the dried pussy juice gonna flake off like pussy dandruff. I'll carry on eating your ass and treat that dandruff like it's sprinkles on ice cream sundae. Have an amazing weekend.
Have an amazing weekend.
Honestly, that one was almost as bad as this man who said he wanted to put me upside down and fill me with clam chowder. That no. one haunts me.
Can I read one? Is there one I can read?
Yes. So just start it if I, that sentence, if I...
If I had one night with you, I would stand over you on the bed and slowly drool a massive loogie down into your mouth, then sit on your face and let you spit it all back into my hot, juicy pussy while I ride your noise, while I ride your noise like a pony, then use it as glaze for the cake donuts we share while sitting buck naked.
I gotta say, people are getting
they
more...
They hated that read of it, yeah. And I understand why
I
they would.
I think you gotta read it just like, tee-hee-hee, isn't this a good time? Otherwise, if you try to make it sexy and people are talking about crusty pussy, you're like, this is gross.
You're right. Can I have another chance to
oh
take that note?
Oh my God. I won't read this.
No.
Because we've been here for too long. Wait, okay. So this lady has a question for me. She goes, I have a larger booty. My partner likes to play with my cheeks and love them around while we're doing it doggy style. Even though I make sure I'm clean, he smells of poop. Any advice on how to make sure that doesn't happen? I don't mean to yell at this nice person who sent me that message, but like I don't have any advice.
I don't have any advice there.
Does anyone here have any advice? No? Enema. What? Seltzer. That was funny.
Seltzer
Someone
was good.
Said Seltzer. Thank you guys so much for coming out. Have a good evening. Bye-bye. Okay, this is the clip from the episode with Josh Sharp that's never going to air, but it's where I speak to a man I've hooked up with and I discover him in the audience. It is pretty wild. I like a little butt play.
Me too. I think it's fun.
Oh boy, what a fun conversation. What?
We've got an audience member who eats ass.
This is a man I fucked!
You had sex with him?
Yes!
Why is he not the guest?
Yes! How wild!
I love that.
This is the wildest thing in the world!
Did you know she was going to be here or this is
oh
random?
Oh my God! How are you? Wait, come
what
here.
What a handsome gentleman.
This is... How are you?
I'm great. How you
this
been?
This is so appropriate.
I've been good. We've 7 years ago?
A minute. It's been a minute.
It's been a
very long time. Did you know I was going to be here? Wait, give me this.
Hey, how's
okay.
it going?
So, okay.
What a coincidence.
I don't know if this is a coincidence.
I mean, I didn't plan this.
You didn't know I was going to be here.
Of course not.
This is so wild. This is... Okay, do you still live in Harlem?
But of course, I mean, we're in Harlem
okay,
now.
Okay, introduce yourself to my listeners because I'm releasing this episode as an episode of my podcast. So, please...
What's good, Harlem? It's Mr. Kof.
So...
out here with the big buyers.
Okay, so we met at a bar on 125th?
Yeah, something like that.
And then we fucked 3 times, and then I never saw you again.
Yeah, such is life.
Your answer is such is life? So
I mean, as it should be, right?
No, okay.
The next time I saw you, I was watching it on TV, so hey.
I know, joke's on you. So why didn't we fuck a 4th time?
I think you moved. You used to live on top of the liquor store.
Yeah, but I lived there for so much longer after that. So okay. Why didn't you date me?
Did you like it? Did you like it?
Pussy was good.
Oh boy.
Yummy.
There's an old white woman who's not pleased with this conversation. She really was like, this can't be the last thing I hear before I pass away. Okay. Well, thank you. That's a very nice review. This woman is floored. This woman, her whole life is shook.
Well, I mean, she is holding on for dear life. This is honestly the wildest thing that's ever happened to me.
But Nicole, that's not true because, you know, I bumped into you a couple times before you shot out to L.A.
Yes.
And went to...
But you didn't...
When you were doing Upright Citizens Brigade.
Yes, but yes, you didn't on the progression. To, like, hook up again. Why?
What? Well, I mean, I think you were involved at that time, right?
Sure haven't been involved. I've never had a boyfriend. This is all on you.
Oh, so it's my fault.
Yes, this is your fault.
Well, there's no time like the present. We can change that.
All right. Well, I still have the same number, so just...
Well, I don't, but we'll definitely keep in touch, though.
Okay, perfect. Well, I have to continue my podcast.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
By the way, I'm Josh.
This is Josh.
Nice to meet you. I love this. Oh, my God. That was worth the whole rest of this.
This has been a Team Coco production.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.